Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Every week we move through a rhythm that's meant to help us as busy commuting people learn to follow Jesus in our context. We start Monday with a new idea. Tuesdays we try to see where that new idea has come from in the Bible. Wednesdays we try to understand how the Bible's view on that changes and challenges us. Thursdays we try to apply it and live it out. Friday we take time to pray and reflect. Saturday is a day for rest, and then Sunday is a day for Christian community. And we'll be starting a new Christian community out of the communities that form from people using this app and sharing it with their friends, colleagues, people they travel with on the commute. Community is really important to us, so we hope if you like what you're hearing and you're being challenged and changed by it, that you'll share it with somebody important in your life and start a little discussion group. Now, our topic this week has to do with judgment. And judgment is something we've all experienced in one way or another. We know what it feels like to be judged. Sometimes we cringe at the very thought of somebody judging us, even though we often have a sense that it is important and necessary in our world to have some sense of judgment and discernment about what's right, wrong, and that's the very job of the police, to be part of our society and to provide some level of judgment about the activities of others. They're, of course, backed up by judges, the legal system, and the legislative system that makes those laws in the first place. All of them have to exercise some level of judgment and discernment about what's happening around them, what other people are doing, other than themselves. Of course, whenever a police officer does wrong themselves, people treat them with a much higher standard. They judge them to a much higher standard because they have been judging us. It's part of what makes society work. A recent article in a magazine on the science of psychology quoted a study that said, in the first tenth of a second upon meeting somebody new, based on their physical appearance, we've already made decisions about their character and their competency. We know it shouldn't be that way, but it's something that happens in our brains in just an instant. This is a topic that's been all over the news recently, as Abercrombie & Fitch, their CEO was discovered to have been saying all along they didn't want to make clothes for a certain size of people because they didn't want their clothes to be seen on such people. People immediately felt judged based on their physical appearance. The CEO went as far as saying that there were cool people and not so cool people in the world, and he didn't want to have anything to do with the not so cool people. He probably is basing that off some good science. Like I said, in just a split second, people are making decisions based on appearances. But when we hear those kinds of judgments expressed, we know there is something fundamentally wrong about them. So what's the difference between a good judgment and a bad judgment? A good judgment necessary to society, the police making a decision about who's breaking the law, and the lawmakers deciding what is a good law and what is a bad law. What makes the difference between that and the judgments that Abercrombie and Fitch is making about people's body types and who should be wearing their clothes? Well, this week we decided to ask people on the street what they thought of Rob Ford. With all the accusations of crack cocaine usage and negative press that he's been receiving lately, we figured we'd hear some pretty negative opinions about Rob Ford, and we'd be able to ask people where they got those opinions from, expecting that would lead to a vibrant conversation about how we form our judgments about people. Well, we were pleasantly surprised with the people we did meet. You can hear some of their interview here.
I like him. I think he's doing a good job. He's working for the people. That's kind of his personal life. I know it's really wrong. It's like, I don't even know if it's true because they haven't came with the video and stuff, right? But I don't know. He's good for our city. He's been very good for our city, right? That's my opinion, right?
You can judge them if they're setting bad examples towards kids for that, right?
Yeah,
that's important that you don't set bad examples when you're running the city, right? Other than that, yeah.
If these allegations are true, then he's not really setting a good example,
yeah,
right?
In his position, he's got to be more professional. If he was smoking a joint or something, a little bit of marijuana here and there, that's not that bad. But, you know, when you're getting into the crack, that, right?
Yeah, that's a little much, and, you know, just, yeah.
Well, it's good for us to think about our own ways of forming opinions about politicians or anybody in the media. To think about when we first heard the news that Rob Ford was accused of using crack cocaine, and to consider our own reactions. A very interesting study was released this week that showed that before all these allegations of crack cocaine, 27% of Torontonians said they were going to support Rob Ford in the next election. After the allegations of crack cocaine usage, that percentage had not changed at all. 27% still said they would support him. Amazing to see how people's judgments of people are sometimes influenced by events that have happened recently, but in the case of that 27%, are certainly based on things that happened before that. They've already decided what Rob Ford is going to be like, and whether they like that or not. The latest allegations either confirm people's suspicions of the media, or confirm people's beliefs about Rob Ford. We make judgments all the time. We need to understand whether we're making good judgments or bad ones. So now we're going to turn the question to you. How do you react to the question of judgment? Is it ever okay to judge somebody else or to be judged? How can you tell the difference? We'll have a great discussion with somebody else. I hope you'll share this with them. I'll see you tomorrow.